It's time for Radio Real Estate with Mike Kent. Sponsored by Windermere Real Estate, Bank of the Pacific, Linden Sheet Metal, and Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine.
Good morning and welcome to Ready Real Estate. This is Mike Kent. A very, very important program this morning. I'm going to have as a guest in the studio, once again, Mr. Perry Eskridge. He's our Government Affairs Director and Executive Officer of the Whatcom County Association of Realtors. And just when you thought the water issue and the Hearst decision was behind us, listen in today because it's anything but. We're also going to get an update on some very, very important legislation that will impact real estate throughout the state of Washington that was signed just last evening. First off, here's numbers for the last 7 days. Folks, this is not what I expected. I figured the inventory was going to grow. Last time I gave the stats, we had a little more product coming on that went under contract. I thought, finally, we're catching our breath. The buyers are going to have a chance of getting what they're after without having to feel pressed and rushed. Not the case. Here's what happened last 7 days in residential real estate in Whatcom County. These are the number of single-family detached homes that came onto the market. We only added 58 homes to the inventory countywide last week. Here's the shocking thing. During that same time period, we had 88 homes go under contract. If this continues, you are going to see a frenzy for buyers trying to get a house that is going to be unhealthy. It's going to be at a crisis level. We've got to get more product, folks, and we're going to see our prices change dramatically very, very quickly to an unsustainable level. And what's going to happen to the affordability for first-time home buyers and the cost of homes for people competing for homes is going to spread very, very quickly. It's going to be very, very difficult for folks to get into a home very soon if this continues to happen. Again, 88 homes went under contract, pended the last 7 days, while only 58 came on the market. That is not what we expect this time of year. It should be just the opposite. When I come back from a break, we'll be joined by Perry Eskridge, Government Affairs Director, and we will learn all about acreages and water and the very thing we've been pounding the drum on for the last couple of 3 years. We thought we were done. Listen in. We'll be right back.
When buying a home, you'll likely use a local realtor, local appraiser, and local title company. Your local mortgage lender is right here at Bank of the Pacific, ready to help you put it all together with professional and timely assistance with all of the major loan programs. You'll find them conveniently located in the See Home Loan Center, downtown Bellingham, and Hannigan offices. Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and NMLS number 417480. All loans subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions may apply.
With us is Mark Mydin from Capstone Physical Therapy, winner of Best of the Northwest. Mark, I understand you've been a hand therapy specialist for over 25 years. What exactly does a hand therapist do?
Our hands are critical to daily life, and when they get injured from trauma or overuse, our quality of life is affected. I work with doctors and surgeons to maximize hand recovery and get people back to life and the activities they enjoy most.
What types of injuries do you treat?
I've helped thousands of patients with tendonitis, sprains, fractures, dislocations, arthritis, basically anything that leads to hand pain or dysfunction.
Any tips for our listeners?
If you're experiencing hand or wrist pain or loss of function, seek attention early. Knowing what you have and what to do can lead to a faster recovery.
Capstone Physical Therapy is a preferred provider with Kaiser, Regents, Medicare, LNI, and most other insurance plans. Visit capstonept.com today to get back to life and the activities you enjoy most.
Don't put up with this.
Call Bellingham and Burlington Automotive.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Dan.
We co-host In the Shop Saturdays from 9 to 10 on KGMI 790.
And we run Bellingham and Burlington Automotive.
The ASE certified techs at Bellingham and Burlington Automotive can take care of this.
So you can get back to this.
Schedule an appointment online today at bellinghamautomotive.com or burlingtonautomotive.com.
Delivering exceptional automotive service for over 25 years.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. Hey, before I get into the program with Perry, I want to remind folks there is a great event coming up. It's called the Barn Burner and Fish Fry. It's going to take place out in Ferndale at the Pioneer Center. And this is going to be a fabulous, fabulous fundraiser for a group called Heroes and Horses. We're going to learn more about it between now and the event, which is going to be June 1st. But in essence, it's an organization that brings vets back from the battlefield and helps them with PTSD, by getting them with horses and giving them the responsibility of taking care of those horses and just giving a break and being amongst their peers. And it is a very, very important organization. Did you know that there's over 20 suicides every single day to veterans coming back, serving our country and protecting our freedoms? You can hear more about it. It's a barn burner and fish fry. You can check it out online at heroesandhorses.org. And I am pleased to be able to share that with you. Speaking of sharing things with you, a lot of changes going on in Olympia and a lot of changes they're trying to make happen in Olympia. Perry Eskridge, we all got an alert as realtors this week, and it's all hands on deck. I'm going to throw it to you. Hearst decision, I thought that was handled. What's going on?
We thought it was handled, too. One of the things that we have been working on, you know, I've been on the show several times talking about the planning unit and why we're one and all these technical issues. And ultimately, what it came down to was the end of February, we realized that in Whatcom County, we were not going to have a plan that was developed locally. There's a lot of reasons for that. If anybody wants to call me at the office, I'm more than happy to discuss my thoughts on the subject, but let's not burden everybody today. The big thing is, though, that the rulemaking left Whatcom County, where we had some sort of local control over it, and it's now with the Department of Ecology. And the biggest concern was that if the rulemaking didn't stay local, then state influences were going to come in and we were going to get a rule that we probably couldn't live with. And that is exactly what has happened here now.
So, what happened? When did it happen? What's next?
Well, it happened a few days ago. The Washington Department of Ecology issued what they call their proposed rule. And that's the rule that they are putting out there for official public comment. And if nothing changes, this is what will be the rule starting the end of about middle of next year. And that rule states that houses in the rural Whatcom County that are not hooked to some sort of a water system will only be limited to 500 gallons per day for both inside use and outside use.
So all usage.
All usage, 500 gallons a day. Remember, just a few weeks ago, we were dealing with the belief that it was going to be 3,000 gallons per day, which is what the planning unit, when we were doing all of the work behind developing this plan, the ecology's own consultants came in and said, well, the average rural household in Whatcom County is using about 2,900 gallons a day on average during the high season. So we thought we were right in the ballpark there. You know, it used to be 5,000 before the Hearst case came down. Then it was dropped down to 3,000. And we realized, well, you know, that most people can probably still work with 3,000 gallons. So let's just leave it at that.
500
But ecology
gallons.
Is now into 500 gallons a day.
So, from a logical standpoint, is it just...
Let's leave logic out of it.
What's driving it? Are they driving the inability for people to tap a well in their... I mean, 500 gallons is not going to cut it.
Well, that's precisely the point,
yeah.
Right? Because when you think about it, I always think of it in terms of what does the rural lifestyle look like?
Yeah.
You know, this we're not talking about people in Ferndale. We're not talking about people in Linden.
And it's not, not bathed weekly.
People. No, no, no. and we're not talking about, you know, people that are on a water system.
Yeah.
These are people who live in the rural part of our county and are looking for a certain lifestyle. You know, they may have a multi-generational home. They may have gardens that they use to offset their family's food needs. They may have, livestock because their kids are wanting to do this. And that's the most concerning thing about this, because the law separates out what happens in the four corners of the house. And then it separates out as another category, watering your garden and lawn. And then another category is stock and livestock. But, you know, this rule says 500 gallons per day, and it doesn't mention anything else. It just says you get 500 gallons per day for your house and the outdoors. And so it looks like they're blending the whole thing together. I mean, if you have two horses, you're using more than 500 gallons a
well,
day.
Well, and the rub on this whole thing is most people that live in the rural part of Whatcom County, or any
they
county
do.
For that matter, is usually not a husband, a wife, or a single person. It's usually a family.
Yeah, it's a
Let's
family.
Let's face it. Yeah. And usually, they choose that lifestyle
sometimes
because...
Sometimes multi-generational.
Yeah, because yeah. Maybe their kids, rather than sit in front of the video games all day, the parents figure maybe they'd be better out, you know, taking care of the chickens, maybe have a horse or two, and
yep.
learning about what life is really about, the basics. And they're robbing that away from people. How did they... What's the science between 500 gallons a day? Is there any?
Well, that's the whole point, right, is that the planning unit spent nearly a year with the Department of Ecology's own consultant coming up with what the, you know, the consumptive use would be with all of these homes that were supposed to be built. We were planning on 100 new homes a year in Whatcom County. Well, last year we got, well, this is as of October of last year was the last I heard, we had 8.
Total. In the rural area.
Yeah. In the rural area. So it's not like there's just this huge exodus to the rural areas. You know, I suspected it would be a little bit more, but I thought 100 was the far outside corner of that number. The problem is that all the science said that the consumptive use is not necessarily in the house. You're putting about 95% of that water that you're pulling out of a well back in through your septic system.
Right. It's not like it's being piped down the road.
It's not being piped down the road. The biggest concern, though, is that people who have gardens or who are maintaining lawns of some sort or some other crop, they do have consumptive use because there's evaporation.
Sure.
And a lot of them, you know, on that small of an operation, you can't afford the drip irrigation systems and the, you know, so you're using probably pretty inefficient irrigation out there. And so that's where most of the use comes from. But we're talking about gardens and agriculture and, you know, really what it comes down to as a fundamental premise is what do we want rural Whatcom County to look like?
Yeah.
And that's our biggest concern because a lot of us move to Whatcom County because we have the urban elements of Vancouver and Seattle and Bellingham, and we can meet most of our urban needs in that tract, you know, along the I-5 corridor. But what, you know, who amongst us doesn't like going out into the rural counties in a rural part of the county in the
That's part of our quality of life.
Yeah, on the weekends or in the evenings and enjoying the farms and you know, the cheese places seem to be exploding all over the place. In fact, somebody was telling me yesterday when we were discussing this issue, we have 700 new farms in Whatcom County.
Small farms.
Small farms. And this is going to impact those people too, because sure. If this is what they're doing to the people who are living out there and taking care of these farms, you know, what does that mean? You have to live in town now and then commute to your farm? Or, I mean, it just gets really weird, really fast, and we don't know what the science is behind it. You know, the amount of water we're talking about is less than 0.5% of all water resources in Whatcom County.
You know what really gets me?
That's a very small
number. As a taxpayer, our tax dollars paid for a consultant to come up with this ridiculous number.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Well, the number the consultant came up with is not ridiculous, I don't think, but the Department of Ecology is doing with it is ridiculous.
And interpret that into meaning 500
right.
per household unit in the rural areas is crazy. How would they know? Are you going to put a meter on our wells to find out how much we use?
Well, you know,
I mean, how...
That's coming.
Yeah. The honor program probably won't work.
No. And the rule specifically states that Ecology is going to consider meters in the future. You know, and that's a whole other issue because when you talk about a rural water system for a house that's using a well, that homeowner is responsible not only for the paying for the well to be dug and the entire system to deliver that water and their wastewater treatment. They pay for all of that and, you know, and the maintenance of that over the years.
Well, and whenever you put a meter in.
And now we're going to charge them for the water, too? I mean, the meters are usually for people that are on huge systems, and you have to allocate those usual costs of running that system to a very large number of people. Well owners have their own system, and they're responsible for it all themselves. Why would you meter that?
And we all know a meter is a direct connection to one's wallet.
Exactly. Yeah.
We come back from the break. We'll continue the discussion, and our number is 360-676-5464 if you want to ask Perry about this. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what you as a property owner can do or just a concerned citizen, because all real estate is common to everyone, meaning what happens to your neighbor in one fashion or another is going to affect your property as well. We'll be right back.
Spring is back, and so is KGMI's Spring Fling, a $5,000 shopping spree that you can spend at any number of our great local business sponsors. Just stop by and register when we're broadcasting live from any of our sponsors, including
Carl's Mower and Saw. Find the outdoor power equipment you'll need to tame your lawn and garden this spring. They even carry Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers, powering your outdoors since 1990. Carl'sMower.com.
Statement Apparel. Shop Statement Apparel for unique and affordable women's clothing and accessories, including the best-fitting pants, darling dresses, and so much more. Find it all at Statement Apparel in Barkley Village.
We'll wrap it all up with a cocktail cruise of Bellingham Bay with San Juan Cruises, and one of our finalists will be chosen as our grand prize winner. Celebrate spring with KGMI's Spring Fling, only from KGMI, News Talk 790 and 96.5 FM. Get details at KGMI.com.
Accurate Lock and Security has been looking out for your safety for 90 years. If you're planning a vacation, don't forget to plan for security. Before you leave, be sure your garage doors are locked and the windows are covered. The tools in your garage may be used for a break-in, so don't overlook this space. Keep your lights and a radio on timers, hide any valuables, bolt down your safe, and don't post vacation plans to Facebook. Accurate Lock and Security, dedicated to keeping you safe for 90 years. Online at AccurateLock.net. AccurateLock.net.
They keep you in the know and on the go.
And my 89 Chevy just shuts off at the light.
The experts from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive, Panacea Automotive Repair, Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Angler Automotive.
I crawled underneath and banged on my gas tank until it started.
The secret diagnostic trick.
It was a secret. Now I've shared it with everybody.
In the shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two of our sponsors who make this possible every single Saturday morning. First of all, Windermere Real Estate with offices located in Linden, Ferndale, Bellingham, Fairhaven. And we are rocking. I'll tell you what, every agent I talk to, Windermere, all the brokerages for that matter, it is a busy, busy, busy time. And they're generally helping buyers trying to find a place, and it's getting tougher and tougher. Also, I want to thank Linden Sheet Metal. Now's the ideal time to get in the queue to get air conditioning for your home this summer, because just in a few months, you're going to call up and there's going to be a lot going on. You don't want to get delayed. You want to get it done ahead of time, and a great time to get your heating system serviced after a long winter's workout. So we're talking about the water issue with the Hertz decision with Perry Eskridge. And I'm listening to the show today, say I'm sitting on 5, 10, 20 acres, and I was so pleased that my property value is protected, but more importantly, my dream to build that house or maybe that family compound, this changes it. What can that listener do about this other than sit and watch and weep?
Sure. Well, the first thing is it starts Monday, April 22nd at 1 o'clock at the Ferndale Library. I don't remember the exact address, but it's right there on Main Street. If you go down through downtown Ferndale and start headed out towards the refineries, you'll hit the Ferndale Library. It's
beautiful,
easy to find.
Beautiful library, left-hand side on that. Great spot. Yep. Neat library.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's very new. Cool.
So Ecology is setting up what they're calling public meetings.
A listening session.
Nice.
I love it.
So that's when you can show up and
they're like teenagers. They'll listen, kind of.
Yeah. I don't really know what the format's going to be. I've speculated about that. It's going to be kind of a divide and conquer type format. So we're trying to get everybody to show up and operate as a group so that they aren't, you know, just holding individual conversations with individual people. We want it to be more of a
large representation.
Large representation. Yeah. So we're trying to get as many people as we can there to talk about this with the Ecology staff and find out exactly what is their motivation behind doing this. So that's the first one. The second one is that evening, April 22nd at night in Linden Library. That one starts at 6 o'clock. And then the next one is Tuesday morning. It's a Mount Vernon address, but it's actually the southern part of what we call the Wyra One. And that's at the Padilla Bay
Interpretive Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a meeting room there apparently, and Ecology will be doing the same thing. That one starts at 9:30.
So if people don't show up, they may leave with the impression that, oh, no one cares.
Right.
And we have to show that we care.
Exactly.
And if you're not the one with that piece of property, you need to go out anyways. I'll give you an example. If you own a home in Fairhaven, this will impact even you, because the more opportunities you take away for housing in Whatcom County, the more pressure there's going to be on your neighborhood.
Well, the more you take away opportunities to put land to productive use anywhere,
yes,
is going to have an impact on the remaining properties in the county. You know, we're going to have a race for county assessor this year, you know, for elections. They are going to be very interested because, you know, task number one after they take office might be that they have to reassess everybody's property to cover the loss of value out in the county.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when whoever wins that election sits with Keith Wellnauer to get a
I've already talked
as,
with a couple of the candidates, and this is their worst nightmare come
true.
Yeah,
no kidding.
They're happy it happened before filing week.
Producer Clay is itching with a question.
Yeah, I have a question. I remember something happened a few years ago in Oregon where a guy was collecting his own rainwater and then got sued by the state because he was messing with the watershed.
Catchment system.
Yeah. Now, can you start doing that here if they start doing that with the 500 gallons?
Well, that's an interesting question. The reality is that the rain is part of the waters of the state. And so the Washington state has asserted that they own the
ownership.
Rain. They have ownership of the rain. So recently what they have done is they have decided that they will not enforce their ownership rights over rain.
Yet.
And they will allow, there's a big question mark after that phrase. But they will allow people to capture it as long as the water does essentially get back into the system somehow.
Well, like if you had, you know, like you were talking about with horses and with your own cattle, whatever animals you got out there, if you have open barrels or open troughs for these animals, the rain's going to catch it.
Right. Exactly.
But can you, you know, put them on your gutters, you know, and in the drain pipes? I mean, they're good, they sell barrels like that all over the place.
The answer is yes.
And maybe
with
not.
With a question mark?
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking
of options. Rely on that as a solution going
forward. No, yeah, no.
Because,
okay.
Because what you have to get to is you have to really drill down and figure out what's the motivation, because that's what's going to drive what decisions are made in the future to keep them on their path.
We just need a lot of people yelling, don't do this. Is relieving.
Well, you need people showing up and just saying no.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and really what it comes down to, this is what I said before, is what this whole discussion reveals is just how dysfunctional Whatcom County government has become in areas where we did have the ability to control our own destiny with regard to our resources in this county.
You know why?
And we botched it up.
You know who I feel really bad for? I feel bad for the people at the front desk at Whatcom County Planning Development at Bellingham, who their job is to implement those decisions that they don't make, and then they're put on the firing line with the public. Because I can tell you right now, the people at the front desk, particularly at Whatcom County, they are helpful, they're polite, they're trying to do a good job, but they are saddled with regulations that come down from government that in some cases, such as this, are bizarre.
Yeah.
And they're the messengers. And that, so when folks, when you go in to talk to these folks, it's not them. Just know that.
I you know, think about things like that gentleman that, you know, when this all started, was literally on his knees in front of county council saying, This is destroying my life. Yeah. That's who I feel really bad for, because those stories are going to get more prevalent.
Because his whole life was invested in doing what he dreamt of doing, which is really kind of the epitome of the American dream, taking a chunk of land, using the land wisely, getting resource from the land, and choosing not to live on the fifth floor in some downtown Seattle or L.A., what have you. When we come back from the break, we'll continue the discussion with Perry Eskridge. We'll also talk about an important bill that was signed last night. But first of all, we're going to talk to young George about old houses.
Hi, this is George, and I've been in the inspection industry for 6 years. And in that time, I've seen all kinds of crazy stuff. Are you aware of the stuff we find in old houses? Do you know what asbestos is? How about galvanized plumbing lines? Or knobbing to wiring? Those are just a few of the things that we can find in old houses. So when you're hiring a home inspector, make sure they have a lot of experience. Like me, you want them to know what the problems can be. Like, is vermiculite a big deal? And what do you do about galvanized plumbing lines? My guys know the stuff, so give them a call. Because we want you to make that house last a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Steve, co-host of In the Shop, Saturdays from 9 to 10 on KGMI 790. I own Panacea Automotive Repair. Did you know that the definition of Panacea is a remedy for all ills or difficulties? A cure-all? At Panacea, honesty is our priority. We won't sell you products you don't need or do repairs that aren't necessary. We understand the necessity of a good working relationship, so we take pride in giving our clients quality service. Panacea Auto Repair, service you can trust, on Britton Road behind Iron Man Movers or at PanaceaAuto.com.
Wilson's Furniture has lost its lease on their outlet store and warehouse. 15,000 square feet of furniture with nowhere to go, and it has to go now. Liquidation pricing on furniture for every room. It's the huge Wilson's Furniture liquidation sale. Don't miss it.
Northwest Washington HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at NorthwestWashingtonHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Yay for spring, and yay for CHS Northwest, because you're going to find everything you need to get ready for a great spring and summer at your local Whatcom County CHS Northwest store. Go to CHSNW.com for all the info on upcoming events. CHS Northwest, everything you need for home and farm.
KGMI News Update.
Governor Jay Inslee's ORCA agenda is advancing in the Washington State Legislature. But the budget yet to be decided, how much of the governor's billion-dollar bold ambition will be accomplished is yet to be seen. Budgets passed by the House and Senate so far contain no funding to continue the governor's task force on ORCA recovery. There's no agreement yet on funding the governor's proposed panel to consider the effects of breaching the lower Snake River dams. Governor Jay Inslee on Friday signed a bill into law that gives cities and counties the authority to use local real estate excise taxes for affordable housing in addition to projects to combat homelessness. The governor, however, vetoed the section of the bill that outlined its goals, saying he was concerned that some could imply that the use of REIT is sufficient for every community to develop affordable housing and prevent people from entering homelessness. The Washington House has passed two measures aimed at protecting state and local governments in the event of natural disasters. The Daily News reports the bills, both sponsored by 19th District Democratic Senator Dean Tacko, passed on Wednesday. Senate Bill 5012 extends the Continuity of Government Act, originally intended for catastrophic attacks, to natural catastrophes. The House passed Senate Joint Resolution 8200. This allows the legislature to enact the measures in Senate Bill 5012. Your KGMI dependable forecast today was mostly sunny, high of 61. Sunday, sunshine and some clouds, and a high of 58. And Monday, a little cloudy, a little rain, and a high of 57. I'm Clay Willison with KGMI News.
Relive your favorites every day on Bellingham's newest radio station, 98.9 and AM 930 K-Bay. Kick off your workday with a 9 a.m. music marathon. Over an hour of commercial-free classics. Hit after hit from your favorite artists all day, every day. And the broadcast sponsor of the Bellingham Bells. Listen live online, 98.9kbay.com. Join the fun and be a part of Bellingham's newest radio station, 98.9 and AM 930 K-Bay.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. Before we jump back in, Perry, we need to congratulate someone in our association, yes. I understand.
Yes. The National Association of Realtors has approximately 1.2 million members. And one of our own locally here in Whatcom County was singled out for their particular expertise and professionalism, I would say, in their work as a realtor. And it's a category that's very specific. It's the top 30 realtors under 30 years of age.
I certainly wouldn't qualify for that.
No. I would have 20 years ago. But Diskin Young from Bellwether Real Estate was nominated. He was the only nominee from the Pacific Northwest, and he was chosen.
And Pacific Northwest, meaning what, probably 20,000 agents? There's what, 14,000 in Washington alone?
That, because we're talking, there's about 14,000 realtor brokers in Washington. I don't know how many in Oregon, Idaho, you know, I think it goes clear over to the edge of Montana. That's a lot of brokers. He was the only one nominated from that entire region. And from the entire United States, he was one of 30.
So that's less than one per state. You know, I've done some transaction with Diskin's, a great guy, and it doesn't surprise me because he works hard with his clients to have a successful transaction that is a win-win.
Well, and I remember just after I took this job with the Realtors Association, Diskin did a senior project flipping a house with his father, Monty. That was his senior project. And then just right after high school, Diskin got his realtor's license. Yeah, so
pretty cool. Way to go, Monty. Good work.
Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations.
So congratulations to Diskin. I'm very proud of him.
That's awesome. We all are. So what can folks do about this latest development in the water situation? We show up. Is there anything else we can do?
Show up at the meetings. Let your voices be heard. Here's the kicker, though. Those comments are not going to be official comments. When you do rulemaking, they create a record of official comments, and those are the ones that they specifically have to address. Comments made at these meetings, I'm hoping, will be considered, but the official way to write these in is you have to submit written comments to the Department of Ecology. Those have to be in by May 10th of this year, and it's not really any sort of specific formula. There's no magic words. Just say, you know, I hate the withdrawal limits. They should go back up to 3,000. You know, I don't see why there's any reason for this. Yeah. Just submitting those is good enough.
What's the best way to find where you can submit that email?
If you go to the Department of Ecology, get on the Google, call up Department of Ecology and look for WRIA number one. So WIRA one. And it'll have a proposed rule there. The supporting documents will be there. And then it'll say submit written comments to the Department of Ecology. And there's a link there that you can type it into their form.
And all of this would take another hour to explain. But if you own property, you're getting ready to sell it. There's a thing called property disclosure.
Yep.
And it sure
you're gonna have to
it muddies that up.
You bet.
Maybe without water, but it still muddies things up. Quickly before we go to the
mug
break.
Comes from your tears.
That's exactly. Before we have to say goodbye to you, I want to ask you about the bill that was signed just last evening, I understand?
Yes. Yep, the governor yesterday signed the Condominium Liability Reform Bill.
Yay.
This was one of our crown jewels in the realtors' legislative agenda this year, and it was one that was specifically designed to get the whole issue of liability out of the condominium development process. And so, you know, a lot of downtown Bellingham development is not conducive to more single family homes. We need to build up. Yep. And to get people on that road and create affordable housing, condominiums are the last bastion, really, of affordable housing. And people were afraid because they were getting sued left and right for perceived damages when the condos were built. So this fixes it. It creates a system where people can only sue for actual structural problems or real manufacturing defects in those condominiums. It also relieves liability for boards of directors who decide not to pursue litigation.
So if you're on an HOA, you can't be pushed into a corner saying, look, if you don't do this and something happens, we're coming after you.
We're coming after you personally. Yeah. That takes that away.
That was just as bad.
And that's what was causing the problem, because all this litigation, banks didn't want a loan on something that had a liability attached to it.
And builders had loved to build condominiums, but the wrap insurance and everything goes along with it made it cost prohibitive.
Yep, very expensive.
Yeah. That's great news.
You
One step
build them,
in the
but
right
they weren't
direction.
Affordable. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
Another step in the right direction. Some good news this week for our backyard. Birch Bay was named the most tax-friendly community in the state of Washington. I'll do more about it next week, but way to go. I'm gonna attribute that to the Chamber of Commerce. No, it's nothing to Chamber of Commerce. It just overall, we'll get more details, but Northern Light had a great article on it this week. It is the most tax-friendly community living in the entire state of Washington. Congratulations, Birch
Bay. That's quite a distinction.
For not doing things.
Yeah, exactly.
Not taxing. Perry Eskridge, Government Affairs Director, our Executive Officer, Whatcom County Association of Realtors. We are very, very lucky to have you at the helm.
Thank you.
And we'll get you
I
back here
that.
Soon to keep us posted on this.
Yep.
Great. Have a great day. We'll be right back. We're going to be joined by another very special guest because Memorial Day is coming up. That's parade time. We'll be right back.
So hot. Can't breathe.
Honey, wake up.
Oh, Oh, I dreamt it was summer and so hot I couldn't sleep. I opened the window, but it was so smoky I couldn't breathe.
Well, you are going to have that nightmare over and over again this summer if you don't call Linden Sheet Metal soon to get an air conditioner.
Well, spring has barely started. We have time.
No, we don't. I want it installed before it gets hot. I also heard that through May, there are promotions and rebates on American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning that can save us a lot of money.
Now you're speaking my language. I will call right now.
Honey, it's 2 a.m. I am sure they wouldn't mind if you waited until morning to call.
Get a jump on the cooling season. At Linden Sheet Metal, you can save up to $1,800 on select American Standard systems, whether it is a heat pump, AC, ductless, or even an air purification system. Linden Sheet Metal and American Standard have you covered. Incentives are good through May. Linden Sheet Metal, on the corner of Guide and Main beside John Deere.
When buying a home, you'll likely use a local realtor, local appraiser, and local title company. Your local mortgage lender is right here at Bank of the Pacific, ready to help you put it all together with professional and timely assistance with all of the major loan programs. You'll find them conveniently located in the See Home Loan Center, downtown Bellingham, in Hannigan offices. Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and MLS number 417480. All loans subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions may apply.
A standard electric water heater heats water. A heat pump water heater heats water. A standard electric water heater is built to last. A heat pump water heater is built to last. A standard electric water heater uses energy. A heat pump water heater uses up to 50% less energy, making it a 100% smart choice for your home.
Get more info about saving up to 50% on your electric water heating costs at hotwatersolutionsnw.org.
Clay, what TV series was that?
Peter Gunn.
Peter Gunn, of course.
Back before I was born. That's a long time ago.
Me as well, I hope. Hey, I want to thank a couple more sponsors make this possible every single Saturday. First of all, Mike Gish of Bank of Pacific, they do a great job. They're helping, I forget how many clients right now this month get in some places, and the interest rates are low. Things are looking really, really good. And if you're getting your ready, if you're getting your home ready to sell, you want to get hold of Wynwood Enterprises and get the yard looking perfect, get that curb appeal in shape. Even if you're not, now's the time to get things squared away. It's going to get busier over the next few weeks. Give Wynwood a call, and they'll make your house look like $1 million. Hey, I've got a very, very special guest. I have friend Maria Dahl. We've known each other in the real estate business for decades. Yeah. But Maria, she has always been involved with the parade. It used to be called the Ski to Sea Parade, and it almost went away, except the Marines stepped in.
Yes, they did. And you know how much I love my Marines.
Yes.
And today I brought with me our director, retired Sergeant Philip Carroll, to visit with us just quickly and help us to say thank you to everybody who sponsored us and taking care of us, because they pulled us back into the forefront. And I don't know about you, but I think last year's parade was probably the best ever.
Yeah, and you have to understand, too, if you maybe you didn't live in Bellingham at the time, a couple years ago when the parade looked as though it was gone, there was a very, very narrow window. And I don't think any organization could have done what the U.S. Marine Corps did and what Mac McMaster did. And he said, this shouldn't go away, and it's Memorial Day. Let's rebrand it. Let's make it even more significant. And let's rally. And boy, you guys had a lot of auxiliary citizens in Whatcom County come together and help the Marines.
We did.
It was awesome.
We truly did. We had so much sponsorship and 72 days start to finish to put together a parade.
Wow.
And God bless Mac McMaster. A special shout out to him. He's a little under the weather right now.
Hope you're listening, Mac.
Yeah, I just want you to know how much we love you, bud. Thank you for everything that you've done to bring us back into the forefront. Whatcom Memorial Day Parade would not be if it were not for Mac McMaster.
So let's pretend someone just moved here last week. Philip Carroll, Maria Dahl, tell us where you've got to be, what time you got to be there, and what to expect.
Well, it starts at noon. And it,
I know.
The staging is on Alabama, and Maria is the parade director, so she'll be at the corner of Alabama and Cornwall in the gazebo there.
Same as years past?
Every year, 24 years and counting.
Wow.
And it follows the same route as well. It's going to go right down Cornwall and then take a left on Champion, I believe, and then another left on State, and then it's done.
And it's great, and it is thousands of people show up, and it's all I think of it as such a traditional parade. You've got the high school bands. You've got the military representation. You've got a little bit of everything.
Well,
families.
Black Hawk helicopters.
Cool cars.
Cars. Golf carts. Yeah.
Tanks. And,
oh, my gosh.
An army unit of strikers.
Sub-base banger sends up the...
There'll be Marines marching.
Yes, the 40 Marines. I don't know if you guys were there last year, but you got to be there this year. 10 to 15,000 people come out and play for a good 2 hours of parade. And I don't know, it's just probably been the smoothest it's ever been in the last couple of years.
And it's one of the biggest weekends. Well, it probably is the biggest weekend in Whatcom County. It has been for decades because of ski to sea events happening at the same time. And it's our chance to kind of put on our best face for all the people coming to visit. And it shows pride. This also helps to show patriotism and support for all our armed services. But it brings families, and it's a great opportunity to teach kids, the next generation, why it's so important to push away from the video game and just come together and say, here's what community is about. And absolutely, this is how the community celebrates and how we honor our vets on Memorial Day.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're really fortunate this year in that we're going to see more things happening over this weekend that are aimed at our veterans. It happens to be the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam conflict. So Festival of Flags is doing a big production on
Sunday,
excuse me. Same day as the race, but out at Green Acres, they're doing a large presentation as well.
Which they always do, and it's going to be bigger than ever then.
It is going to be bigger than ever. They've got some new displays to present to us. And so we can honor our Vietnam vets as well as all vets. I mean, it's not just World War II. It's not just Korea. It's not just Vietnam. You get the chance to see these people who you don't probably realize are veterans.
And if you think it's going to take an hour or two out of your day, think what it's like to take 4, 5, 6, 7 years out of your day in order to do nothing but serve your country or more. In some cases, an entire career, right, Philip?
Well, or 11 years or so until your knees give out.
Yeah, then they give you a desk job.
I don't know. How many years does Mac have? Did Mac?
Yeah, no kidding.
Just a bit over 20.
20 years, yeah. And he didn't stop.
No, he hasn't stopped yet. You may know Mac from Toys for Tots.
Absolutely.
Or from Whatcom Memorial Day Parade or just from being Mac the accountant.
Mac is synonymous with the United States Marine Corps in Whatcom County, no question.
So, you know, I don't see anybody that really resonates community and military and giving back more than Mac these days.
Can we disclose who the Grand Marshal is this year?
We can. The Grand Marshal is Mac McMaster.
As it should be.
Yes, as it should be. Yeah. And we'd like to say a special hoorah to our Mac. Yeah. And thank you very much for taking the time again this year to get us out there in front of our sponsors and give us the opportunity to ask everybody to continue to contribute so that we can move forward year after year.
Tell you what. Stick around because we're not done with you yet. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the Memorial Day Parade, Maria Dahl and Philip Carroll, keeping this thing together, keeping it alive and stronger than ever. We're going to talk a little bit more about why this event is very, very important, why it's very, very special. We'll be right back.
Well, we had a rough February with all the snow and cold weather, but spring is coming, bringing warmer weather along with great ideas for your residential and commercial landscaping projects. Windwood Enterprises is a full-service company ready to get your landscaping in shape. They can handle any size project from pruning and fertilizing to building retaining walls or patios. Windwood also has a blower truck that can quickly and easily blow in beauty bark, compost, wood chips, soil, and playground chips. This no-mess efficient machine can handle it all and fast. Check out their website for an easy-to-use calculator to determine how much you need. And right now, Windwood is offering a great spring promotion. Order blown-in bark before March 15th, have it installed no later than April 30th, and you'll receive 20% off your order. Let Windwood Enterprises handle all your landscaping chores. To get a free estimate, find them online at windwoodent.com. That's windwood, ENT.com.
Do you need a home inspection? Are you buying or selling a property? Pillar to Post, the leader in home inspections, can help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Pillar to Post will give you a clear, unbiased evaluation of a home's condition. Their inspectors are fully trained, certified, and insured. State-of-the-art equipment is used, including moisture meters, temperature sensors, and carbon monoxide detectors. The report contains photographs of problems and gives you the knowledge you need to make an informed decision. For professional inspection services you can trust, contact Pillar to Post online at pillartopost.com.
You're in a hurry, on a deadline, and suddenly traffic comes to a screeching halt. Nothing's more frustrating than being caught in an unexpected traffic jam. Depend on KGMI traffic alerts to keep you cruising to your destination. We'll tell you about traffic slowdowns you should avoid, and if you're in a jam, how to get out of it. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call, 676-5464, so we can spread the word. KGMI, News Talk 790 and 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Thank you, Clay. Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I've got Philip Carroll, and with the United States Marine Corps, I've got Maria Dahl here. We're talking about the parade. Very important people understand that you might have thought the parade wasn't happening, or it was just a glimpse of the former parade. No, it's bigger and better than ever. It never stopped. And if you remember going to the parade years ago, you need to get back on that sidewalk this year.
Absolutely. The parade is bigger and better than ever. You should have remembered it as either Blossom Time or the Ski to Sea Parade. Although the parade changed names, Ski to Sea is alive and well. The entire weekend is alive and well.
And they both complement each other tremendously, because I think Memorial Day was a little bit overlooked, for lack of a better, in Whatcom County, because the Ski to Sea event was so big, it was kind of in the shadows. And this gives Memorial Day the exposure that it should have.
That's exactly right, Mike. I think we went by the way of fanfare as opposed to remembering why we should truly be celebrating Memorial
Day. No one's fault. It just happened.
It does. It's commercial.
Yeah, exactly. But it's going to be great, great fun. You want to get there early, because I know in years past, and it'll be even bigger this year, you probably want to get there about an hour ahead of parade time. If you want to be in the front row, unless you'll be...
Oh, I would say the morning.
Yeah, you want to climb a tree, a block off. I'm kidding. But the big thing is parking. Get there early enough so you can park maybe a block or two away and walk, rather than panic trying to figure out how am I going to get the parade. You don't want to miss seeing the Grand Marshal come down.
That's exactly right. Yeah. We have two opening ceremonies that we did not have in years past, but started last year, one being at the beginning of the parade and then the other being at Assumption, where we host our Gold Star families and VIPs. And I think that really worked out well last year. I think you can see it on the video of the parade at BTV.
Yeah. And I can tell you, when the Gold Star families see the turnout, and the love and support that's shown, that means more to them than we can measure. And if that a reason alone is what you need to show up, you need to show up.
Yes. I don't know if everybody would know what a Gold Star family is, but these are people who have lost loved ones. Yeah. And we really commend them for participating with us. Kind of gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got that happening. And what's kind of cool, I mentioned earlier in the show that there's an opportunity to help the vets out as well, and that's a program called Heroes and Horses. And Charlene, with the Linden Line Dancers, is spearheading this. She's an awesome lady. She's only about 4 feet tall, but she's got 10 feet worth of energy. And she is putting this event together to help vets with things like PTSD and whatnot, to help them get back without having to use drugs or psychotherapy. We're losing 20 vets a day. And this program has proven to be extremely successful. That's why we're holding this. But I understand that you have an invitation to make on air right now. We call her Char.
I do. Hey, Char, you are going to come to the parade this year. I hit you up via technology. But I understand that you know Mike. And I want you and Rosie and everybody else to come and participate, please. We couldn't be on a closer page. So I look forward to Linden Line Dancers and
being part of the Memorial Day Parade and
supporting your barn burner and fish fry. Yeah. This is what we do. We need to take care of our heroes.
So again, to learn more about that, go to heroesandhorses.org. How do people get involved in the Memorial Day Parade? If they want to volunteer, you need a lot of help with this each year.
Sure. It's WatcomMemorialDayParade.com, and there's a participate button on there. There's a donate button. There's all the general information. There's the mailing address. If people want to apply by mail, you can apply to be in the parade online. It's all right there.
And sponsorship's really important because that's the fuel that helps pull all the resources together. You want to talk about our sponsors and how do you sponsor, Philip?
Well, sponsorship is pretty easy. Everybody takes cash or check, I guess. Is it. You can pay by PayPal on the donation.
Is your credit card, yeah.
Sure. And we'd like to thank all the sponsors from last year. It's been great that the way the community stepped up and pulled together to make sure the parade would happen. So, which is probably the reason last year and this year we went with remembering our heroes and honoring our heroes and I'm going to screw this up.
Remembering our communities and honoring our heroes.
Yeah, or vice versa. If you're me.
It's a long but perfect headline.
We really just want to give back what everybody's given to us, and that would be Sanitary Service, Peace Health, last year Brooks Lumber, Zender's Repair. There's so many people that stepped up, and we need those people to step up again. And you, each individual person who sent a check, bless you. Thank you. You can go on our Facebook page or go straight to WatcomMemorialDayParade.com. There are donate buttons on there, and you'll see a list of our sponsors with links to each of their businesses. And because I can't remember them right off the top of my head, please support those businesses because they're supporting all of you.
Absolutely. And if you want to participate in the parade, can you give us some ideas, some categories people might want to considering entering? I mean, can a family put together their own float or what have you, a business, organizations? Well,
certainly businesses and fraternal organizations.
Families.
Police and fire departments. And
children's organizations.
We even tolerate the occasional politician.
But we don't allow politicking.
Correct.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. No, it is a family-friendly parade. Think of anything you may do, whether it's bunko night. Get together, put something in there. Let's just have some more fun. It was great last year, and I look forward to next year, which will be our 100-year centennial.
And my good friend Ward Nelson is listening. I wonder what you're going to be buying and bringing this year, Ward, to the parade.
Come on, Ward.
I think last year it was a what do they call it, a six-track, the big personnel carrier that he bought at the auction at the Linden Museum. And I said, what are you going to do with this? And he said, I don't know. And he brought it to the parade. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how it looks in his driveway, but it sure looked good in the parade.
I think we're looking forward to maybe a deuce and a half, too.
There's going to be a lot of good stuff like that this year. We're going to give some special people a ride in the deuce and a half.
Fabulous. That's the Memorial Day Parade put together by the United States Marine Corps and the host of volunteers.
Yes, more volunteers than one can imagine. Also, really quick, I forgot to say we are a 501c3, so get those donations in.
Website one more time.
WatcomMemorialDayParade.com.
Easy for you to say.
Thank you, Philip Carroll. Thank you, Maria Dahl. We'll see you at the Memorial Day Parade. Thanks for listening. I'll join you next Saturday on Radio Real Estate. Have a great weekend. See you at 7 a.m. Sure, noon to 5.